The Love Knot by Charlotte Bingham. Read by Judy Bennett. Prologue. The awful truth was that it had happened, and it was real. And the worst of it was that it could not be given to the servants, or locked away in an attic as a piece of outdated furniture might be. It was there, and strangely immovable. It, the baby. As she stared at her grandchild, the woman thought with some relief that at least it was a girl, and as such did not really matter. It might have been a little more difficult to give away a boy, a grandson, but to give away a girl presented really very little difficulty. "See that it is given a good home. Make sure that it is looked after properly. I have decided that my daughter will be buried here in London. Normally she would be taken back to the family estate, but her father wants nothing to do with her. He has cut her out of his life entirely." "You cannot cut people out of your life when they are already dead, surely?" Lady Angela could feel herself burning with a kind of biblical indignation. Yet only her blue eyes reflected her inner fury. "We are all deserving of forgiveness. Let him who is without sin cast the stone," and so on and so forth. But this pious reference was lost on her listener, who continued as if she had not heard a word. "Your friend has paid the price of her own foolish misbehaviour, and that is all that can be said on the matter, Lady Angela." "Had she been a boy, her behaviour would have merely been called sowing wild oats. Had she been a boy, society would have easily forgiven her, if not condoned her." "But she was not a boy, Lady Angela. And nor is this poor creature here. You must be not just very young."